To succeed, just let go. This is Willie Horton, exploring how we must and can take control of our state of mind and transform our lives. You're very welcome.
Most of what is going on in your life is actually only going on in your head. Whether it's 80% or 90% of your daily experience or so-called experience, or 50 or 40%, even 10% is too much. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about how we worry about what other people think of us. How we worry about what other people might think of us. Were we to say what we need to say to them? Or do the things that would lead us forward. We are concerned about our own self-image moment to moment, comparing ourselves against who we'd like to be, comparing ourselves against those around us, comparing ourselves to the way in which we would like to act in the moment, knowing, or at least thinking that we know, that in our heart of hearts we're not able to do what we need to do, or we're not able to say what we need to say moment to moment, because we think it needs some form of bravery, courage, or even just plain old preparation, something I'll come back to in a couple of minutes. The fact of the matter is that almost everything that we experience, and the word experience is in inverted commas here, almost everything that we experience on an everyday basis when we're using our minds normally has nothing to do with what is actually going on in the moment. It's all internal. Now, the problem with that, of course, is that it takes us away from the here and now. The problem with that is that it means that we haven't a clue what's actually going on in the here and now. And it means that we're incapable of doing what we need to do because we don't even know what's going on. So how would we know what we need to do to move us forward moment to moment? Now, just as an aside for a moment, I had a conversation on Zoom a couple of days ago with a group of people where somebody actually mentioned during the course of the conversation that they were trying to explore what their purpose in life might be. And that was doing their head in. Imagine actually allowing your mind beat you up when you're trying to think of the good things that would lead you forward in your life. But of course, the problem is thinking about the things that would lead you forward in your life is a complete and utter waste of time because it's only thinking. Like around this time of the year, every year people will think about the things that they would love to do over the course of the coming year, the new year. Think about the things that they would like to achieve. Think about the goals that they've set for themselves. Think about the actions that they know they need to take, where somewhere deep down they know that little old me or little old you won't be in a position to actually take those actions at all. And based on previous New Year's experiences, people will settle into the apparent knowledge that this year is not going to be awfully different from any previous year. Now, it's only apparent knowledge. It's actually stored knowledge. That's the really interesting thing. Because as we've discussed before, when we're using our minds normally, we operate on automatic pilot. That's the phrase that is actually used by cognitive psychology. Our automatic pilot operates on programs. Those programs were learned during our formative years. And on a day-to-day basis, that's how we make it through the day. That's how we survive. And as I've said on many occasions before, our brains aren't designed in a way to enable us to achieve our goals and objectives or our New Year's resolutions, or to take any of the action that we know we need to take to move ourselves forward. Our brains are designed to enable us to survive and make it through the day. As a result of that, people, as I said a moment ago, will tie themselves in knots trying to figure out what their purpose in life might be. Now, that's too big an elephant to swallow. for the normal thinking mind. It's as simple as that. You'll never get your head around that. You'll never figure it out, because figuring it out is a thinking mind activity. But as I said to the individual on Zoom who was tying herself in knots trying to figure out what her purpose might be, I said to her, I know what your purpose is. And everybody else on that call kind of stopped and looked at me. Her jaw dropped just a little. And she said to me, how would you know what my purpose is? I said, I know what everybody's purpose is, because I know what my purpose is, and it's the same for everybody. My purpose, your purpose, is to live today like you mean it. Not to have some big grand goal off in the future. Big grand goals fall into our lap in the future when you live your life today, when you live your life in the here and now. My purpose, your purpose, is to live this moment, as I said, like you mean it, to enjoy this moment, to embrace this moment, because you know what? This is your life. The stuff that we talked about at the beginning of this episode, how our daily so-called experience of life has nothing to do with what's really going on, but has to do with what is going on in our own head, that is a fiction. Now, you are never going to win a Booker Prize or indeed any literary award for the fiction that your automatic pilot writes, because it's only ever writing one book. In other words, there are no prequels, there are no sequels. This isn't Die Hard 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is just, as the Germans would call it, and I don't know why it's translated into German this way, Die Slowly. The fiction our automatic pilot writes every day, the fiction that we think is our everyday life, is the same fiction that we have been trapped in since we were 12 or 13 years of age. And there is no getting out of that fiction until you actually take charge of your state of mind. Now, when you begin to take charge of your state of mind, the first thing you will realize is that everybody around you is trapped in their own fiction. So many people, in fact, everybody with whom I've ever worked over the last 30 years, has said to me, one of the first things I realize when I begin to take charge of my own state of mind is the mad and crazy behavior of people around me. Now, we've talked about this at length before. And, you know, I've been sending out a Thursday morning video with a quick tip and a reflection all the way back, every Thursday, back to December 2008. And in the early days, that weekly video used to be accompanied by what I call the normal crazy people story. And people would have a good laugh at the mad stories that I would tell, simply based on the stuff that I would see going on around me. But eventually we all came to the conclusion that this is no laughing matter. Normal crazy people, you, me, to a greater or lesser extent, people using their minds normally, people reacting to what is going on, or more to the point, reacting to what they think is going on, people reacting to what they think about themselves in any situation that they think is going on. People using their minds that way are not living. They are just existing. They are just surviving one day to the next. So if there is anything you want to change in your life at all, I mean, I can explore this in detail over the next few minutes. If there's anything in your life that you want to change at all change starts by changing what's going on in your own head. Now, this is awfully, awfully easy. You're not going to have an argument with yourself. You're not going to have to replace negative thinking with positive thinking. You're not going to have to try to figure out why you are how you think you are. You're not going to have to revisit the past to try and understand the formative things that happened to you in your life that have brought you to this impasse, that have, as so many people have said to me, led to you feeling that you're stressed or anxious or stuck, or just frustrated that things aren't moving forward for you, or indeed frustrated that things aren't moving forward for you at the speed at which you would like them to move. You don't have to analyze anything. You certainly don't have to analyze yourself. You don't have to have a plan for the future. Now, that really is counter-normal, if I can put it like that. You don't need a plan for 2026. You don't need a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan. The best things in life happen when you turn up to the here and now, because in turning up to the here and now, you suddenly realize that you're neither anxious, nor frustrated, nor stressed, nor stuck. You're just simply here now. And that means that in the here and now, three of the thoughts that lead you to thinking that you are stressed, stuck, anxious, or frustrated, or you can add your own list, I'm sure you have it, in the here and now, free of those thoughts, just experiencing the moment, you begin to realize that there is a power within that is only suppressed by the thoughts that lead to all those things that I just mentioned. There is an ability within to experience the reality of the moment, which leads you to, first of all, as I said a minute ago, realizing that most people around you are stark, raving, mad. But more importantly, realizing that there are things going on in the here and now that you would never spot were you using your mind normally. These things are called opportunities. So many people have said to me, and I've quoted one of them before. Let's quote the guy again who told me when I met him first, I feel as if I'm drowning. And a few weeks later, he told me, there was I thinking that I was drowning when I was actually swimming in a sea of opportunity. Once we open our eyes to what is actually going on in the here and now, it isn't that we're closing our eyes to all the other stuff that holds us back. It isn't that we are in some way trying to fight off the thoughts that lead us to thinking that we're stressed, stuck, anxious, frustrated, angry even, depressed. It isn't that we have to switch those thoughts off. It isn't as if we have to be subjected to some major form of therapy. Just turning up to the here and now is enough to enable you realize there is a whole world out there that you never saw, because your world out there was created by your world in here, in your own head. That world that the normal mind creates moment to moment, day to day, based on programs that the automatic pilot learned when we were young and impressionable, that world is on a loop. It's a repeat performance. And even though things that have never happened to you before might be happening to you today, your automatic pilot will judge what is going on based on the similarities between what is going on here today and something similar that happened to you when you were 3 or 4 years of age. And you will react in the way that you reacted when you were 3 or 4 years of age. You won't react in an appropriate way, and you won't know what's actually going on. That's how the normal mind works. And that's why people are stressed and stuck, or at least think they are. It's all related to thought. We have to stop thinking, or more to the point, we need to disengage our automatic way of thinking. Turn off the automatic pilot, so to speak. Now, we do this by practicing being present. Simple as that. The more you practice being present, the more you will be present moment to moment during the course of the day. The more you will begin to realize that you are not who you thought you were, and the more you will begin to understand what is actually going on. And when you put those two things together, that you realize you're somebody that you didn't think you were, and that you now know what's going on. When you put those two things together, you're in a position to do the right things in the right way at the right time, in a here and now, not off some point in the future, in a here and now. You will find yourself saying what needs to be said, doing what needs to be done. And that's why so many people have said to me over the years, I find myself surprising myself or amazing myself, saying things that I thought little old me could never say, doing things that I thought I was incapable of doing. Let's take a case in point. I had a conversation a couple of days ago with somebody who has a difficult family situation. Indeed, family situations are the most difficult of situations, families and relationships I'm in, whereas an awful lot of people will talk to me about business issues or issues with clients or career issues. They're all easy things to deal with in the greater scheme of things, because a career is like a journey. And where you're working now is the bus that you're taking at this particular point of the journey, and it's a hop-on, hop-off bus. If you're having problems with clients, well, then you get rid of those clients. Everybody would be better off without them. If your business isn't going the way that you would like it to go, well, it is easy to sort that out. You can either get rid of the business that isn't going anywhere, an awful lot of people who have set up their business and think that it is their little baby and they can't let it go. You know, if the signs are there, you need to let it go. But for the vast majority of people in business, it really only requires a little bit of tweaking in the way in which they run their business to enable their business run effortlessly, freely, to a place that their thinking minds couldn't imagine. And on that point, just for a moment, most people in business, or perhaps almost everybody in business, will be focused on the bottom line, their profit, their cash flow. As I've said to so many people over the years, when you are in flow yourself, in other words, present in the here and now, everything flows, including the opportunities that my friend who thought he was drowning and discovered he was swimming in a sea of opportunities, those opportunities flow when you're in flow. But one of the really interesting things and the inevitable things that happens when you're in flow is that cash flows. When you're in flow, everything flows, including cash flow. But back to what I was saying, the more difficult things are, for example, from a relationship point of view, and in this particular case, the conversation I had a couple of days ago, this guy knows he needs to say something to somebody that he loves that he thinks the other person might find hurtful. And on the face of it, it would probably be, to the normal thinking mind, a difficult situation and a situation that could lead to a dramatic outcome. Now, what he wants to get is the right outcome. What he would love to experience in what I call his ideal world is that everything's cool. And the situation, the difficult situation that has evolved over the last couple of years, is resolved. And what he said to me was, do I need a plan for this? I said to you a few minutes ago that you don't need a plan for anything. He asked me, did he need to prepare in advance what he would say? And as I said to you a minute ago, when you're in flow, you'll say and do just what needs to be said and done. And very often you will surprise yourself and amaze yourself. Now, the answer to both his questions was no and no. You don't need to have a plan and you don't need to have a script, because both of those things are the outputs that will come from the normal thinking mind. And the minute you start planning about something that you know is going to be difficult to say, you'll realize that, oh, I'm not going to be able to say it. I'd need to be courageous and brave to say that. Or you might say to yourself, well, I could say it, but what would the consequences be? Now, these are all thinking mind activities. And the thinking mind doesn't just take us away from the here and now. It prevents us doing what we need to do to move forward in every aspect of our lives. And as I said to him, I've had a similar conversation with so many people over the last number of years, people who knew that there were things that needed to be said to loved ones that they thought they couldn't say or they didn't know how to say. And then, because they're in flow, they find that the opportunity presents itself, because we're swimming in a sea of opportunity, that the opportunity presents itself. And as the words leave their mouth, it's almost as if they're listening to themselves, saying just what needs to be said in a way that they could never have pre-planned, and in a way where the message is received loud and clear. Let's dwell on this for a moment, because as we go into the new year, I know an awful lot of people will want to resolve relationship issues this year, will want better relationships, perhaps find new relationships, resolve issues that are bleeding the energy out of the people involved in the relationships. To have a wonderful relationship, all you need to do is turn up. That's all you need to do, because then you'll be there for the other person. See, an awful lot of people say, oh, I'll be there for you, without realizing what it actually means. The normal crazy thinking mind buried in thought, rewriting Die Hard 1 every day, is never there. So people who say, oh, I'll be there for you, or I'll do this for the kids, that's nonsense. All you have to do is turn up for yourself. And in turning up for yourself, your presence lifts those around you. Not only that, your presence enables you to understand what is going on and what needs to be said and done moment to moment in the best possible way, effortlessly. Now, effortlessness is a word that we often talk about in this podcast, and I need to clarify exactly what I mean by effortlessness, because it is real. People think that you have to work hard to be a success, or you have to build yourself up to say something difficult along the lines of what we've been talking about for the last couple of minutes. But effort only comes from thinking about what you have to do, or actually more to the point, thinking that you're not capable of doing what you have to do. Effort is the product of thought. Once we unplug our normal thinking mind, there is no effort. Once we unplug our normal thinking mind, we will seize the moment when the moment presents itself, when the perfect moment presents itself, to do what needs to be done to move us and those we love forward. And that is why you don't need a plan. Let's look at it from the perspective of your own personal self for a minute. You might have goals for 2026 with regard to health and fitness and weight, for example. So many people with whom I've worked have seen, quote unquote, the weight fall off them, not as a result of focusing on their weight, but as a result of not focusing on their weight. Instead, as a result of their focusing on the reality of the present moment, as a result of which they know what to eat and what not to eat in the present moment, as a result of which the weight falls off. It's nothing to do with dieting. It's nothing to do with having a plan to lose X number of kilos by Easter. It has to do with doing what you need to do in the here and now. So lots of people, yourself included, indeed myself included, have goals for 2026. We have no idea how those goals will come to fruition. Again, I had a conversation with somebody else a couple of nights ago on one of our program owner Zooms, where this lady told the assembled multitude that a load of things that she would love to have achieved in business literally fell into her lap, one after another, over the course of 16 weeks, whereas a couple of years ago, she would have thought that she probably wouldn't see these things happening within a time frame of less than 5 to 10 years. When you're in the zone, not only do you know what's going on, not only as a result of that do you know what you need to do, but as a result of being in the zone, plugged into the flow of universal energy, in other words, as a result of being in the state of mind defined by the University of Chicago as flow, as a result of being in that state of mind, as a result of your energy flowing freely, coherently, and resonating with universal energy, we don't just spot opportunities and embrace them. We actually create opportunities, because in flow, our intentions flow out of us into the universe. That's a scientific fact. And that goes back to the point that we made a few minutes ago, as I begin to tie up the loose ends in this particular episode. It goes back to the point we were discussing with regards to purpose. How will I know what my intentions are if I don't know what my purpose is? Well, first things first, your purpose is to enjoy yourself today. This is your life. What's going on in your head, that's not your life. What you'd like to happen in 5 years' time, that's not your life either. How can you focus on something in 5 years' time when you're actually in the present moment, in the here and now? The only place and time that we are is the here and now, the only place and time in which we can do what we need to do to move us forward effortlessly is in the here and now. And it will be effortless if we are flowing in the here and now. You don't need a plan. What you need to do is allow your intentions flow freely on the basis that your purpose is to be the best you. Now, I don't like that phrase because the best you is already there. The best you is lurking below the surface, hidden from you by the thoughts that hold you back. But once you unplug your automated way of thinking, the best you, the real you, will simply and effortlessly come to the surface. When you're in flow like that, and when your intentions are flowing out into the universe as a result of your being in flow, your intentions are that all good things will happen for you, and that all the best will land in your lap. Easiest way to put it. Deep down, we know what is best for us. Now, I know the minute I say that, you will think to yourself, well, I don't. But you'll only think to yourself that you don't. You know what's best for you. It's just that you don't know you know. And actually, you really don't even need to know that you know. You simply need to turn up to the here and now. This is so, so simple. This is so simple. All we need to do every day is practice being present so that during the course of the day we're present. The practice is meditation. Now, I know, again, some people will be put off by the idea of meditating every morning for a whole variety of reasons. First of all, that meditation is some kind of spiritual exercise. In the context that we're exploring it here, it is a training exercise that restructures your brain to enable your brain be fit for purpose for living your real life in the here and now, moment to moment. That's what meditation is a training exercise in. We train in the morning through meditation so that we can play the game of life during the course of the day. That's all we need to do. Your intentions will flow if you're in flow. And as we said a few minutes ago, for those of you who might be concerned with cash flow, when you're in flow, everything flows, including cash flow. We're talking about health, wealth, fitness, happiness, weight, relationships, business, career, your ability to bring up your children like you really love them so that they don't become normal crazy people. We're talking about all good things happening for you because, and I'll end on this particular note today, nothing in this life has ever happened to you. Everything that has brought you to where you are, which is listening to this, which is actually important. Everything that has brought you to where you are happened for you. And once we stop thinking that we are the victim of circumstance, the victim of an unfair system, the victim of the things that have happened to us in our lives, once we stop thinking that way, which will go away, by the way, when you stop automatic thinking anyway, we're in the clear. And when you're in the clear, you're in the here and now. And in the here and now, this is where all the action is. And this is where you need to take real action. This is where you will be able to take real action effortlessly if you only turn up to the here and now.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. Hope you've got a little something to help you transform your life today.